Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We're getting you ready for the game on The Build Up with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, we are getting ready for preseason game number 4, and we're going to go over everything that we've seen so far in this camp and looking ahead to the season that is just 9 days away, as we are now joined by Sheng Peng of San Jose Hockey Now and NBC Sports California. Sheng, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Hey, what's up? Just ready for the season to start.
Yeah, man, I was, you know, kind of riffing with that with somebody earlier about the idea that, you know, when you're at the start of the preseason, you're like, all right, preseason's here, but now that we're halfway through, it's more looking ahead to the start of the regular season. It's getting close.
It's getting close, but it still seems so far. The breaks between the games are kind of the preseason games, at least for the Sharks. I'm not sure about other team schedules, but they're kind of long. Of course, you have the longest one coming up. The Sharks' last preseason game is on the 5th, and then their first regular season game is on the 10th. So,
are you seeing anything from these preseason games that are giving you clues about what to expect? Because I always look at preseason in a couple of different angles, you know, and they're evaluating younger talent to see where they need to be and what they need to work on. The established players, we know who those guys are. There are some bubble guys, obviously, but what's your worldview of how preseason should be viewed?
Well, I think I've solved something for you guys. I think Macklin Celebrini is a pretty good player.
That's yeah, right?
But just in terms of how I approach preseason, yeah, I really only watch a few players. I don't really care what Tyler Toffoli does. If he muffs a pass in his like first preseason game or something like that, he's a veteran. He should figure it out. History shows that chances are he's going to figure it out. So I watch the young players, right? So obviously I do watch a Macklin Celebrini. I watch a Will Smith. I watch a Luca Cagnoni, Jack Thompson, all those kind of guys that either are agitating or fighting for a spot on the NHL team, or guys that maybe they will be on the NHL team pretty much no matter what, like Celebrini and Smith. But of course you want to see how they adjust, how they improve throughout preseason.
Yeah, and one of the guys, you know, we are looking at for the future is a guy like Quentin Musty. And he obviously is not going to break camp with the team, even though there was some discussion earlier in the summer, which I always felt was a little bit ahead of schedule. But when you looked at a Quentin Musty, what do you see in his game that he needs to work on?
Well, he needs to go back to the Musty that he was at rookie faceoff. I think really his rookie faceoff performance was dominant, but it's not even just about the hat trick he scored or the points he put up. He was a force on the forecheck. He was connecting plays through the neutral zone. That pass, when he gets it on the wing, that connecting pass goes to the right guy. It goes to the next guy coming up the zone, the center or whatever, with a nice touch. And things like that he was doing at ease in rookie faceoff. And that just didn't translate to the scrimmages. It didn't translate to his 2 preseason appearances. And so that's what I want to see more of. I know that Quentin in the OHL, he's going to put up points. He's way too good offensively, at least for that league. But in terms of other things, though, obviously defensively, he has stuff to work on. But that's any young player. Yeah. But the things, too, that he was doing in rookie faceoff that made it seem for a hot minute there that maybe he could break camp with the Sharks, the things I mentioned, being a force on the forecheck, in a neutral zone, being careful with the puck, getting it to the next guy, but also being careful, not just kind of run and gun, throwing it away. And then obviously, finally, the defensive part of it. So those are the things that I'm looking for. That's what I saw at rookie faceoff. That's what I didn't see during camp. And hopefully next time we come around next training camp that we see some of these things.
What about Luca Cagnoni? He continues to impress. And I got to chat with him a couple of minutes the other night at the neighborhood game. And it's funny just because you watch him on the ice and he plays older than he looks. And then when you interact with him in person, and I think you were there when he spoke with us in the media after the first preseason game, you're thinking to yourself, God, this guy's just a kid.
Yeah. He looks like one of the Goonies or something like that. I don't know. I mean, not in a good way. So yeah. No, definitely a bright, effervescent personality. And that's great to see out there in terms of his game. I think that there is a work in progress element, though. But I will say to his credit, though, that every test that he's had so far this summer, rookie face-offs, scrimmages, and now the preseason, that he's done pretty well. I think that offensively, there's a lot of potential there, and he's shown it. On the power play, he's comfortable moving the puck. He's made a couple of nice plays, too. But in general, I think he's just sort of done what a PP quarterback should do, which is very impressive for a 19-year-old. I think the work in progress part, a lot of that is defense. I think that that's going to be one of those things that he will definitely need to work on. And in terms of just being quick enough, being strong enough to at least bother the bigger NHL players. He is never going to be a shutdown defenseman. That's just not his game, right? And at his size, it's just not likely to happen. I don't want to put a cap on him, but just sort of not likely to happen, right, for a player of his stature. But can he get stronger? Can he get quicker? Can he at least bother, be a pest for the bigger players, the bigger, faster players at NHL? And that's what he has to get to. So I know right now it looks like he has a shot at an NHL job because Mukhamudulin and Vlasic are out. And so it's kind of, there's eight healthy defensemen in Sharks camp. And so it looks like it would be between him and Jack Thompson at this moment for a job. But Mukhamudulin and Vlasic are skating again, so there's a chance that they'll be ready by opening night. Also, too, the last cutdown day is coming, waivers, and the Sharks used that last year to pick up a Ty Emberson. So I wonder if the Sharks are kind of looking there too. And also, too, Jack Thompson is 22, so he's got a lot more experience than Anikagnoni. Thompson was an AHL All-Star last year, so I had to think that right now, at this moment, if players stay hurt and the Sharks don't pick anybody up off of waivers, that it is sort of Thompson's job to lose. But credit to Luka, though. He has had a great camp, a great rookie faceoff, great summer.
I'm curious your thoughts on two guys that had not similar but different situations, I'll put it, when they came to the Sharks, but Henry Thrun and Colin Graf. What are you expecting from them this year?
I think with Colin, even though Colin did play games last year, I think Colin needs to go to the AHL. And he's talked about first step quickness and working on that over the summer. He has shown more of that this training camp than last year, but I think he needs to go down there and keep working on that and get acclimated to a pro pace. And that's gonna be really good for him. He got stronger this summer, but I think he still needs to get stronger and quicker overall. And I think the AHL is kind of the right place for him. So I don't expect him to break camp with the Sharks. I think also too that the Sharks, unlike their defense, which I mentioned, there's a couple injuries there. At least right now, cross your fingers, the Sharks forwards look pretty healthy going into the season. And so it's hard to see a place for him in the lineup because Graf too is a guy, at least right now in his career, is a guy that needs to be in a scoring role too, to I think to have the greatest impact at a pro or NHL level. And so in that case too, the Sharks are pretty full up, like I said, pretty healthy. And there's guys ahead of him too. You didn't bring him up yet. Maybe you'll bring him up later. But Daniil Gushin, I think, has impressed everybody in camp. And he's also
Definitely.
older and more experienced. Gushin, also AHL All-Star. So if there is going to be a surprise forward prospect coming out of camp with the Sharks, I think that Gushin or Ethan Cardwell at this point are probably ahead of a Colin Graf. In terms of a Henry Thrun, so Henry, it's just going to be a big year for him because last year he was put in the fire last year. The Sharks obviously were a very, very poor team, and he played 20 minutes a night, but on a very, very bad team. And so it's easy to kind of lose your way mentally when you're always seeing that red light behind you. But I think Henry did do a good job managing that. And Henry is kind of a guy that he's just got to kind of improve in all areas. He's not. Wouldn't say there's like one area of the game that Henry is really, really strong in. But then on the other hand, though, I mean at the NHL level, of course. On the other hand, though, that he's good at a lot of different areas. He's decent with the puck. He's a good skater. He's got good size, right? So he's just kind of got to put it all together and manage situations. Defense just being the as stressful as it is, it's so fast paced that yeah, just got to make that first pass. Got to pin that guy in the corner. Just those details, right? And so I think for Henry, obviously the Sharks are adding more and more also young prospects on defense, guys like Sam Dickinson, Mukhamudulin, who are going to come up, Cagnoni maybe too, that are going to come up over the years. And so it's for Henry to show this season, next season, that he's a guy that Absolutely, the Sharks need to keep as a team gets better. And so jury is still out there. Jury is still out on that for Henry, but great thing this season that there's still plenty of opportunity on defense for a guy like Henry to show that his game has grown. And keep in mind, Henry's just what, 22, 23, so he's got plenty of runway here.
What about Klim Kostin? The big take on him last year was that he brought some much needed size to San Jose, and the roster looks very different now. I'll give it that much, but he needed to work on his conditioning. It's hard to tell everything from the preseason, but it does look like he's a little bit leaner. He's, moving a little bit more lightly or more nimbly than he was a year ago or last season.
Yeah, that's part of it too, and it does look like he has improved that, though he didn't really give us specific numbers. He was very coy about that when we
Yes.
asked. But though I will say another thing he has to work on though is consistency, and there's a kind of he started off camp shotgun with Macklin Celebrini and Tyler Toffoli. That's where you want to play if you're a Sharks winger this year, right? And so he got first shot on that, and I think it's sort of. Not that he's been bad or anything, but he didn't seize that okay, that we're going to stick with that. That looks so good together that we're going to stick with that. And so the Sharks are kind of now cycling through wingers at Celebrini and Toffoli's side. And by opening night, it might be Kostin again, but we saw Brännström working with them in camp last week. William Eklund is playing with Celebrini and Toffoli tonight. And I think with Kostin, the very last game against the Ducks was, I think, actually kind of a microcosm for his career to some degree. Kostin, of course, was a first round pick by the Blues a few years ago. He's been through a few organizations, did very well in Edmonton, not so well in Detroit. The Sharks picked him up last year in sort of a cap dump. The Detroit just wanted to get rid of his contract. And anyway, that game against Anaheim, the last preseason game, he was not very good in the first period or two. Some of those plays that we talked about with Musty, connecting plays, things like that, being consistent on the forecheck, he wasn't doing that. And for Kostin's 25, Musty's 19. Musty has a whole raft of excuses and runway for not doing things like that in a preseason game, not being able to do that because he's just not ready to do that. But Kostin's 25. He is a physical force, as we've seen. And so he needs to be doing that every shift, every moment, every period, if he wants to stay in the NHL. And so anyway, so he wasn't very strong in the first period or two. Ryan Warslowski alluded to that post game. But then in the third period of that game, we saw a dominant Klim Kostin, a guy that on the tying goal of that game, he absolutely. I don't know if any other shark could have just planted himself right there and not been moved. I don't know if there's another shark that could be. The last shark that was like that was Tomas Hertl. And so Kostin just plopped himself in front of the net, made it easy for Daniil Gushin to find him, and credit to Gushin for a great pass there. And then in overtime, it was caught, even though Cagnoni is the one who scored the game, the overtime winner, it was Kostin who just dummied, I think it was Lunardi, who's actually a pretty legit Anaheim Ducks prospect, the guy who's scratching an NHL spot. So he wasn't so Kostin wasn't dummying some AHL defenseman. He made a pretty good defenseman that looked really, really bad, kind of circling around the net, clearing the room for Cagnoni just to put it in there. So that's sort of I think a great microcosm for what Kostin can do for you, but where he leaves you wanting. And so it's a big year for Klim. Klim has one more year on his contract, and he's the kind of guy that if he can put what he did in those bottle up what he did in those last two periods and what he did last year with the Sharks next to Mikael Granlund, if he can bottle that up for not 100% of the time, but if you can do that like 90% of the time, he's going to be in pretty good shape. But he's had trouble doing that throughout his career though.
What are you looking at from Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini? Because one of the things that I and it's the listen, this comes with being a high status prospect, is there's going to be an immense amount of pressure on them, and they're young guys. I mean, Macklin just turned 18 a couple months ago. It's not like Will is significantly older than that. It's not like he's 25. He's a young guy. These are young players suddenly in the best league in the world, and the microscope is going to be on them. People, the hockey media and fans are going to be watching everything they do.
Well, yeah, I have two initial thoughts about that. At first, that let's be careful to not bucket in Macklin and Will together, even though I know that they're at all the events together, they're rooming together right now. They seem like they're fast friends, getting along great, and they are both the future of the Sharks. So let's not, no question about that. But I think, though, if we're being honest, though, that Macklin's game as a two-way player is at the moment going to be a little more mature than, is more mature than Will's. And that's okay, though, because Will is a supremely talented offensive player. But most teenagers, when they enter the league, they are more like Will, where they're gonna lean on what got them through college, and that's gonna be the offense. What got them drafted so high? That's gonna be the offense. That's gonna be what they're good at. And so I think with Will, we're gonna see a little bit of the highs and lows, that we're gonna see some remarkable offensive highlights and passes that he makes that only a Will Smith can make. But he's also gonna struggle without the puck. He's going to struggle in the defensive zone. He's going to struggle just breaking out the puck, carrying it through multiple zones, right? And that's okay because he is just 19, and so he's going to be perfectly fine. On the other hand, Macklin, his game seems more well-rounded, so he plays faster than Will. So I think that adjustment, Macklin's going to be a little more comfortable adjusting to the NHL. And so what I mean by don't bucket them too much together, that it's okay. They're both in good places. Will is in a more normal place for a 19-year-old. Macklin is in kind of his own tier, to be honest. He was the number one pick for a reason. But the second thought to that is that maybe it is good that they are coming in together, because I think that Macklin will be able to take a little bit of the, there's going to be a little less attention on Will, and more he'll be able to kind of focus on improving his overall game instead of the glare being on him, because he is the Shark sort of golden boy or whatever, right? Which he would be if you didn't have Macklin celebrating right there. But for both of them to kind of share the spotlight together, that takes them maybe a little bit away of the limelight from Will, which I think could be a good thing this year.
And I could go on for hours, but I won't do that to you. But the only other one I guess we haven't touched on is the goalies. And we saw Vitek, he looked like he was himself, and obviously coming back from an injury. Mackenzie Blackwood, last year he dealt with a lot of defensive deficiencies and had to deal with some lopsided scores. I'm sure there's some he wants back, but I have to look at all of last year with a grain of salt. And then, Askarov is in, and he is a young developing talent, but he's been dealing with some injury. Just where are you on the net mining for San Jose right now?
Oh, you put it so nicely. Defensive deficiencies. That's such a nice way to put it. Maybe that's what I should have said earlier. But anyway, though, for opening night, I think that Askarov obviously is still coming back from injury. We still haven't seen him at practice or at a game. And considering that the Sharks' last preseason game is October 5th, and you would think that a goalie, he's got to get into a game before you put him out in the NHL. Yeah, at least a Barracuda game. And so, if not the last Sharks preseason game, if he's not ready for that, then it's hard to see him breaking camp with the Sharks. And of course, he's waiver exempt. And so I think it'd be fine for him to kind of get himself in game shape with the Barracuda, and then maybe he'll come back. And between Vanacek and Blackwood, well, the Sharks are in a pretty good position, because these are both guys that are talented enough to be starters in a league. They have been at different points in their career. And of course, Blackwood is sort of the incumbent, and Blackwood was very good last year against a defensive or with a defensively deficient team. And Vanacek, on the other hand, suffered through injuries last year. So Vanacek did not have a very good year last year, which is why the Sharks were able to pick him up at a trade deadline. But from 2021 to 23, if you look at Vanacek and Blackwood head to head, Vanacek was the much better goalie for a couple of years there. And actually, of course, it was Vanacek who kind of chased Blackwood out of New Jersey. And so I think that the next actually 3 games, I think will say a lot. Blackwood is starting tonight against Utah. I'm sure Vanacek will get another start, and then we'll see who gets the last one there in Vegas. But I think that it's still open competition for who is the opening night starter. But Vanacek certainly put a strong foot forward for himself in his first game. And I think that's still very, very open who gets opening night.
Shane, great stuff as always, my friend. I appreciate your time, and I will see you at the tank.
All right, see you, man.
Again, that is Shane Peng of San Jose Hockey Now and NBC Sports California joining us here on the build-up as we get you ready for tonight's game. First ever meeting between the San Jose Sharks and Utah Hockey Club. We are all out of time. Again, thanks to Shane Peng. And now it's time for the Hall of Famer Dan Rusinowski and Sharks Hockey. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.